bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got a guest coming up, 15 after the hour, Entrepreneurship Tuesday. Everything is going to be great. We got so much stuff going on today. I think you'll be pleased with this particular organization. What was that? Sound like some, like X-Files music, like, thought a flying saucer was going to show.
Number five.
Whew, this from JS Online. Unfortunate story. The Social Development Commission's board held an emergency meeting yesterday to establish a plan to fight for its designation as a community action agency. But some of the commissioners weren't quite, you know, prepared. Board has 11 days to prepare for its hearing with the Wisconsin Department of Children and Family Services. I'm sorry, Department of Children and Families, WDCF, on April 4th. Without SDC's Community Action Agency title, the commission that oversees millions of federal tax dollars meant to assist low-income residents won't be eligible for the federal Communities First Block Board was blindsided by the DCF letter this past Friday morning, said Jorge Franco, board chair and interim chief executive officer. Moments after a call with the department and commissioners, the department sent a stern letter declining funding SDC in 2025. So if I guess, would you count that as insult to injury when you're already like, you know, in a bad place?
Number four.
This also from JS Online. A 17-year-old boy has been accused of accidentally shooting the mother to his child in January, is now facing a homicide charge. Javion Clark was already facing a January felony firearm possession charge in the shooting of Zania Booker. But earlier in March, prosecutors filed an additional second-degree reckless homicide charge against him. The amended charge details, the charging document details Clark turned himself into police in early February and how he described the shooting. Prosecutors write in the new document that Clark showed officers how the shooting took place while using a prop gun. Clark told police his finger was on the trigger when he was attempting to take the gun apart, and it fired at the time, striking Booker, who was 17. Clark told police it was an accident and the two were not arguing at the time, according to the criminal complaint. He told authorities the two were in a relationship for about 2.5 years and he would never do anything to intentionally hurt her. After he shot her, Clark told police he kissed Booker and told her he loved her before leaving the home. That's according to the criminal complaint. New charges come 2 months after the initial charges were filed against Clark. Previous charge outlined how Clark spoke to Booker's sister, her aunt, and uncle on the phone following the shooting and told them what happened. At the time, a spokesperson for the DA's office said prosecutors were still investigating the case. So luckily, which I don't think luck has really anything to do with it, he turned himself in and is able to take responsibility for something that occurred.
Number 3.
This from CBS 58, the Wisconsin Lottery. As if we don't pay enough for stuff now, right? Okay. Had to get some water. The Wisconsin Lottery has announced changes to the Mega Millions game beginning Saturday, April 5th. The cost of each play will increase from $2 to $5. Like y'all ain't got enough money and enough people playing? Talking about they want larger and more frequent jackpots. Okay. Under the new format, every play will include a randomly assigned multiplier between 2x and 10x at no cost. So the starting jackpot will increase to $50 million, according to the Wisconsin Lottery, and the smallest prize will double to $10. Players can still pick 5 numbers plus a mega ball or use the quick pick option. Final drawing under the current format will take place Friday the 4th. Drawings continue on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Full details about it can be found on their website. So I don't really know anybody that plays like the lottery. Like, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to play the lottery. Like, do people discuss it? Or is it something that, you know, it's just never done anything for me. I've never really played with the lottery. It just doesn't, you know. Now, if the lottery is like $800 million, I'm getting my $5 to get. Hey, can I have a quick pick? And that's about that. But that's maybe once, twice in a year or two. Maybe. So I don't know. Playing, you know, gambling in the lottery has just been weird. Just like regular gambling has never been something that has made me go, oh, yeah, let's go gamble. I remember one time in my entire life that I have actually gone to a casino, put a quarter in or a nickel in, and played a slot. I pulled it one time. That was it. That way when people say, hey, when you went to the casino, did you play? Yep. Sure did. Nickel. Pulled it. Didn't win nothing. I was fine. Now, I've had family members that have gone in and played and gotten like $300, $400, $500, $600 and just, you know, boop. Hey, I just won $300, $400. Oh, okay. I'm not playing long enough to like build up and lose and win and all that. But people get so tied up into it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Number 2.
So Sandra's been talking about this for a lot. And so Nick Bohr has a story from WISN 12. A mountain of illegally dumped waste tires at Titonia and Mill is perhaps the most egregious example of a growing problem in Milwaukee. No, it's not. WISN News last week obtained body cam footage of DNR wardens catching a Milwaukee man in the act there in January. So it's an issue, says Alderwoman Andrea Pratt, who represents the district where those tires were dumped. It's an issue. It'll continue to be an ongoing issue until we do something about it. Well, it's called write tickets. WISN 12 on Monday, Alderwoman Pratt says she was frustrated to watch the story and see that the man in the video was released with just 5 littering tickets totaling less than $4,000. I'm looking to create legislation to increase the ordinance fine, the fine for dumping sites or illegally dumping. I thought it was a travesty that the fine was $3,800 for the man who dumped thousands of tires there. There should have been a stiffer penalty for that. And also, I'm looking for charging per tire when you're dumping. Now, you know the court's going to say that's overreach, that at some point you got to stop. So you can only limit, you can charge per tire, but then it limits to 100 tires. And then after that, because then the fine would become egregious. You know, if he dumped 1,000 tires and we stop it at like 100, then if we charge $100 per tire, 100 times 100, and you're done. You pay $10,000 and that's it. And that's the max. But what you can't do is say, every tire, and I dump like, nope, we're going to charge you $100 per tire, and you dropped like 1,500 tires. Yeah. I don't know. And you'll never be able to pay the fine. And so they know that. Pratt has been at the forefront of the tire dumping. That is something great. Calling attention to other dumps, including two large ones at Cousin Sub at Hopkins Street and Villard. The only response shouldn't be when it's on the air, she said last week at Public Works Committee meeting. She admitted to growing frustration at the meeting, explaining that tires actually blocked an alley. Like, that's just weird. Now, the other day, I did have my garbage cart put in front of my door. And so I'm going to be looking into that to see exactly, like, what's up with that. Because that's a major no-no. And so now I got to get, I got to get some stuff out there. And then I got to catch the culprit. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, what's he going to do? They put a garbage can in front of you? I don't know.
Number one.
This from CNN Health. So we always talk about chewing gum. Now, have you heard of the phrase microplastics? So microplastics. So there are like 1,000 places where microplastics are. Like everywhere you go, everywhere, like you can't get away from. They're in a cup. They're not in a cup. They're in this. Have you ever considered gum? Like just chewing gum. Well, it's gum, according to a new pilot study that found chewing gum, just one piece, can release hundreds to thousands of microplastics into your saliva. The study is currently being peer-reviewed and will be presented at the biannual – uh-oh, my screen disappeared. Let me take care of that. At the biannual conference meeting of the American Chemical Society in San Diego today. So once the review is complete, the authors hope the report will be published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials Letters. Like, do I actually want to read a magazine that says it's hazardous materials? I don't think so. 833-212-1017 is the number. Entrepreneurship Tuesday, up next.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Don't you know what makes you beautiful? I'll do anything for you that I never done before. Don't you know that you're beautiful? I'll do anything for you like I've never loved before. Let me notice your truth right now. Let me into your heart somehow.
I'll make you feel beautiful. I think we're so suitable. Don't you know that you're so special? I'll do anything for you, babe.
baby. Thinking about the things that we can do, baby. Let me in and I won't let you down. I will hold you down like no one has done before. But this feeling is unusual. Don't you know I miss you?
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I have trapped in the studio today two women that one I know of because she's just kind of taken over the world with YWCA and then, you know, was knocking people around and making sure people do right. Of course, I mentioned my good friend and fraternity brother, Linnell Ramey. Then she started showing me some love.
That's right.
But before that, it was like, who you? Do I know you? And I said, that's a shame. I speak to her every time I see her. She'd be like, hey. And she probably thinks to herself, who's that?
That's exactly right.
Who's that?
Happens.
Yep. So it's just kind of a weird thing to see the both of you here, and so I see you all the time.
Do you?
And then I see you all the time, but I didn't know the two. You know, you see people and you're at places. Fucking passing, and then I see her and I'll be like, hey, and she's like, oh. who that? It was like I was from Louisiana. Who that?
Who is that?
So I wasn't.
Well, it's our pleasure to see you in this environment. Now I will never forget you.
That's right.
Depends on what I say.
Probably unless you have a hat on. Then I'll be like, who is that?
Yeah. You got to give her the different image.
And so we're here to talk to a group that I didn't know existed. Mm. But then I got upset because I vaguely remember June mentioning something in an interview, and you know how things go past you because, well, that's not something I do, and that's how something. But then all of a sudden, it started to kind of crystallize.
Mm. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
That was cool. I like that.
Yeah. It began to crystallize, and all of a sudden, your daughter, Crystal Rogers, you know, kind of jumped in, and you all have done a great thing. And so rather than try to tell people what it is, I thought, why not have you here in order to do that? Now, with all due respect to Crystal, I got to talk to June first because one, she gives me the look like if you don't talk to me first,
yeah,
you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, the whole black community would wonder what is he doing.
The whole black community be like, what do we do? Oh, we have to make him disappear.
Yeah.
But what I really want to ask you is tell me about your business. Tell me about how it came about, and why is it now? You know, 5 years ago, this intergenerational thing was like, it wasn't working. Now it seems to have picked up some steam, and younger folks are actually starting to listen to their elders the way we did.
Because they're getting older.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. So what exactly is
Best Ed Business? Yeah. First, I have to say your sweatshirt. That's from the museum in D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
And my brother's picture is in that museum because he was one of the three that sat at the lunch counter in Greensboro during the Civil Rights Movement. It's a famous picture in that museum.
I know it well.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Yeah. So that kind of leads to entrepreneurship is what my family has always done. My brother was an engineer. He went to A&T, and he was an engineer, but he had his own electrical.
So wait, which A&T? North Carolina A&T?
Yeah.
Okay.
Electrical business, as did my father, as did my grandfather. So Best Ed Business is kind of just a continuation of our family legacy of entrepreneurship. Just about everybody in my family works for themselves, are entrepreneurs. That's just a part of what we do.
Wow.
Now, you know, I ran New Concept, a private nonprofit.
I'm well aware of that because the Alphas met there in the 90s. Absolutely.
Yeah, for 32 years. And then in 2004, a friend asked me if I wanted to join her in a business to create a minority and women-owned business to sell school supplies to tutoring agencies that were required to have minority vendors. So that's how Best Ed started. And just kind of morphed over the years. The school supply people wanted office supplies, so we added that.
Right.
Then when the Northwestern Tower was being built, the blue building,
right.
A friend of mine worked for Gilbane, who was building the building, right. And they needed a minority participation. And she asked me, so do you sell hard hats? I was like, I don't know. And I looked in our catalog. I was like, yeah, I do sell hard hats. So that's how we got involved in the safety supplies.
Okay.
That was in 2015. So I retired from New Concept and, you know, started Best Ed in 2004. And when Beta Philanthropies was moving from downtown to Green Bay Avenue,
mm-hmm.
They wanted a building in the central city, which they have now. I think you probably know it's beautiful.
Right.
It's where
yes, it is.
Sam's Place is,
right.
et cetera. Frank Cumberbatch, who worked there, knew me from mm-hmm. New Concept, and he asked me what I consider being the provider of furniture for that building, which I said, I don't know anything about furniture. And he said, well, we'll take care of that. Don't worry. So that's how we got into the furniture, selling office furniture. And over the years, our customers also wanted logoed items, like anything with your name on it. Hold up the bottle, Crystal. Anything with your name on it.
Right.
And we discovered that we could sell that. We could do
Correct.
That, too. So
yeah.
It's just, we don't have a solid written out by design business plan, but our entrepreneurial spirit just drives us to do what we do.
So you don't have a plan, but you have a strategy.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. strategy
and
is...
That's more important.
Yeah, absolutely. Do what you
absolutely.
Can do and say what you can't, know what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal coming in as my partner was just wonderful because she's seen me over the years. She knows what I do, and she has that entrepreneurial spirit. That's a part of our family.
But does it just take spirit? I mean, you know, it can be pretty tough, Crystal. So you jumped yeah. in and you went with mom, and now see, that's gonna drive me crazy because I have ADHD.
What is it?
And so she got her name moving.
So this is I'll introduce.
Phenomenal.
You know, I'm Crystal Rogers.
You do sell those, right?
I do sell these.
Okay.
Best Ed sells these. These are a wonderful networking tactic.
Okay.
I wear it when I attend vendor events and we sell them, but also it's a way for people to come to my table because they want to know what is this and can I have one? But it's also great for going out to networking events
right.
and people just
right.
naturally gravitate to you.
Okay.
So I jumped in about 4 years ago part-time and then about a year ago now, actually, full-time, and what I have done is taken over that business plan, strategy, systems piece. My mother has done a fantastic job over the last 20 years with her and her previous partner building the business based off relationships.
Yeah,
if you were listening
yeah.
to her story, the theme is relationships.
The phone rang. She picked it up.
Yeah.
Do you uh-huh. know, but...
Answer, yeah, well, let me find out. She yeah. learned. Let me look first before I say no. But now, you know, there's the saying, what got you here isn't going to get you there.
Correct.
So what got us here has been, you know, the relationships that she has because she's a pillar in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, when I meet people, the first thing they say is, are you June Perry's mom? It's like, yes. So we get past that 10-minute conversation about yeah. how awesome she is and she's a legend, and then they right. get to know me. But now I get to take all of the expertise I have from working in corporate, nonprofit, and government agencies and all those applications, project as a project manager, as a trainer, all of the things that I have learned
right.
from my schooling and education and work in the corporate world to apply it to this business to create a business plan. So we're basically in like startup mode again.
Okay. So when we come back, I want to find out what it's like and what you hope to accomplish doing this particular business in the Black community mm. in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
is it you expect to get from some ways people might get into trouble when they start businesses? I'm not yeah. talking to you. You just started hanging around a few years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm sure you were there when those troubles arose and you saw her
Yeah.
Focus and take care of those things. So we want to dive into that when we come back.
Okay.
We've got June Perry Stevens. Man, I watched her. I was so scared of her when I first moved to Milwaukee because they was like, you know, some people you got to know.
Don't mess with her.
June Perry, you know, new concept, self-development center. I was like, wow. Whoa. She would come downstairs. You fellas okay? Yes, ma'am. We're about to have our chapter meeting. And she was always nice and always, you know, mm-hmm. but everybody was, you know, well, I got to ask somebody something. Did you talk to June? I'm like, well, I got to talk to June. Well, because if she say, then it's going to happen. But if she don't,
that's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
So it was kind of great. So now we got to be scared of Crystal Rogers now.
That's right.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
All right. Best Dad Business.
That's my mini me.
On Entrepreneurship Tuesday. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. Okay, my guest is in here dancing now, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't like she out there dancing. She's like, really?
It's some cool music.
So I saw you on TikTok dancing with two women who were like, that was, yeah. I could never live that
day. It'll be fine.
Too great. Yes, it will. So before the break, we're here with Entrepreneurship Tuesday. And our guest is Best Ed Business, June Perry Stevens and Crystal Rogers, really talking about being in business. You know, we spend a lot of time being black in business or being a woman in business, but that really doesn't change the dynamics of you still got to show up and take care of the financials and take care of everything that's mm-hmm. going on. And so what kind of training do you need in order to do, you know, any kind of business? Because there's just a set of basic raw skills you have to have.
Yeah, I'll take this one. Mm-hmm. So I just went to a training yesterday by the
NMSDC.
NMSDC, thank mm-hmm. you, for minority and business enterprises. And we learned about that very thing, the things that we do in our business, like making sure we're budgeting, forecasting, you know, taking care of the financials. And then there's the networking piece, being strategic. So going to trainings that are free or not free to educate yourself and apply the same things, systems and structures that you would as an employee somewhere for right. another business right. into your own. I think that's the biggest misconception that people have when they venture out to do entrepreneurship is that, oh, I'm going to have all this freedom and flexibility. Right. You're going from a 9-to-5 to a 24/7. And that training is going to be what supports you to push through to know, OK, these are the steps I need to follow. Right. This is how I will operate.
Okay, so we're not going to talk to her anymore.
Okay.
She's busting that bubble. But that's something everybody needs to hear. Yeah. That's something everybody needs to hear. That's
the truth.
Your freedom comes 5-10 years down the road when you've hired somebody to be your CEO and you can be the chair of the board and it takes care of itself. And it never really does because it's your baby.
So that's the slick part that you were talking about. Right. So she's venturing into founder mode right, and I'm venturing right. into chief everything mode.
Now, you know, founder mode means that you're looking for other stuff to start. That's what founder mode means because you're a founder.
Yeah.
See, you may not be a founder. You're mm-hmm. a chief executive, whereas she's a founder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to start this and then I'm going to build it, but then I'm going to hand it off and then I'm going to the next one and to the next one.
She's the ideator, right. the ideation mode.
That's part of my problem. Yeah. Ideator. You have an idea mm-hmm. and you fix it and you get a plan. You know?
Yeah.
But why Milwaukee? You know, you've had the opportunity and you have the quote unquote gravitas to really pretty much create this in Chicago, New York, LA, Atlanta. Mm. You could have been anywhere. What makes it so important that you accomplish this business in Milwaukee?
I came to Milwaukee from South Carolina to go to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got here.
Okay.
Didn't know anything about Milwaukee. Came here with a group of students that had been recruited to go to grad school in social work. Ah. And that's how I got here. I love Milwaukee. I've built a business. I've had a family. This is my home. I've lived here all of my life except for 17 years in South Carolina. And Milwaukee has been very good to
me. So wait, she went to grad school at 17? I was trying to get out of high school. I'm sitting there trying to get out of high school. She went to grad. Like, wait, what? Like, how did you?
I didn't know? Do the math.
No.
Well, no, I you mean, did. But.
I can, she said I, it.
No.
But that generation was significantly, yeah. Older boomers were significantly smarter
yeah,
than
that's
the average
true.
Person.
Yeah, we had to be. You know, that was what was required of us. Mm-hmm. My class, high school graduating class, was the first class to be able to attend the University of South Carolina. To integrate the University of South Carolina. That was in 1965. Mm-hmm. So,
come and get your calculator.
No, I don't need a calculator. I'm really good at math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Milwaukee to me offers an opportunity for you to be excellent because that's what this community deserves. When I ran New Concept, I had a sign that was on the side of a file cabinet right by the copy machine that everybody could see that said, "Black is beautiful, but business is business."
Yep.
So I ran it like a business. Yep. You can't run a nonprofit and not have money. None does not mean no money.
Right.
You've got to be able to budget. You've got to be able to raise money. So having that business acumen is what has driven me. Mm. And to be... You got to be excellent. That's what it takes. And what do I want to add to Milwaukee? At this point in this business, we want. Have you been to the Howard Fuller School?
Yes.
We did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's our furniture. Mm-hmm. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I want every child to have a school to go
to.
My
house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want every child to have a school like that to go to.
Absolutely.
Because then they want to be there. Yeah. So creating environments that people want to be in is a part of what we are striving to do with Best Ed.
So how do people get in trouble in business?
Not paying attention to the details.
And intermingling funds.
Yeah, yeah. It's not your money.
It's not your money. You know, think of it as your child. Would you take from your child? You know, no.
I don't know, because my years in law enforcement, I can come up with a few stories where people, like, how does your 2-year-old own a car?
Mm.
Yeah.
We're not talking to them.
How does your 4-year-old?
Okay. We're talking to people who have morals and values. You would not take from your child. Treat your business like your baby. You're nurturing your baby. You're taking care of your baby. You're fighting for your baby's child support. You know, all of those things. You need to keep those things separate. Wow. And if you're not nurturing your business with funding and making sure that whatever it earns, it keeps to be able to acquire resources to make it grow even further and scale. You have a hobby. You don't have a business.
Right. So then what about Best Ed Business is something. So I run a business. You do a lot of B2B, right?
Yep.
You do business to business where if you're looking for anything, basically, you can help find it. But how narrow is your...
We have three
commercial
verticals.
Offerings. Okay.
Yeah, we have three verticals, which is commercial design and furnishings.
Okay.
Promotional items, which is like these things that I brought today on my shirt. Anything with your logo on it.
Right.
If you think about it, every business wants to promote their business, and they usually do so with the logo, and then they put their logo on things. We can then procure for you those things that have your logo on it.
Okay.
We can meet your strategic promotional needs that way. And then the third would be PPE, personal protective equipment and safety materials. So safety goggles, hard hats, vests, those types of things.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two black women selling stuff that most men use.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
And then we are adding a service component, like because I'm a certified ICF certified coach.
Right.
I'm a life and business coach, but now my target market is women who are in male-dominated industries because that's who we work with naturally with Best Ed. And a lot of those women I hear just off of the conversations that we have, getting to know each other, participating in meetings, I see that the struggle for them is being talked over, having to validate who they are, having to qualify who mm-hmm. they are. And so I bring my coaching expertise to the table. And now my coaching business is now beginning to evolve into one that partners well with Best Ed.
Outstanding.
See, I never, in running a business, it never crossed my mind to pay women less than men. I don't understand mm-hmm. that concept. Mm-hmm. You know, when I ran New Concept, it was like, I hire you because you're good and I want to pay you right. well.
Accordingly.
Yeah. So I've never worked in corporate America. I'm very fortunate not to have had to do that. When I got out of graduate school, I worked for 5 years for Milwaukee County as a child protective service investigator mm-hmm. and then manager. And then I started New Concept. So I haven't been in an environment where I had to work for men and be devalued or thought of as less than. Right. And I never would do that to anybody who worked for me. I think Linnell would tell you, we were all on the same page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would bring his kids to work. They would do their homework in my office. That's the kind of environment I wanted to create. And I can't tell you the number of people that come up to me and say, you gave me my first job. Because nobody else would hire them.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so we've got to do it for ourselves. We've got to do it. We can't wait on them to do it.
Best Ed Business, you can find them at bestedbusiness.com. June Perry Stevens, founder, co-owner, and CEO, along with Crystal Rogers, daughter extraordinaire, a co-owner and chief operating officer. We'll be right back, but when we come back, I got some questions that I need to ask you, and it's off the top of your head. You can't look at no cheat sheets, and you just got to ask it so that people can know so that people can know who you really are
okay.
and how connected and attached you are to the city of Milwaukee.
All right.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Entrepreneurship Tuesday will return.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Baby.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. As we head towards the end of the day, I have questions for these ladies. If you are, attached to other men and they get mad at me, it's not my fault. These are the questions they came up with, so don't get mad. So who am I asking first? I'm going to ask you first.
Oh,
so
okay.
She can be ready.
Okay.
Because she might give me the look and then I get scared and it won't. Okay. What have you done recently for the first time?
I went fake skydive. I have gone the real skydiving before long ago, but my father.
Oh, one of those wall things.
So no. You're talking about rock climbing.
No.
Oh, well, okay. So what I did was a simulation in Chicago on Friday. They just passed. My father, who's deceased now, rest in peace.
And say his name.
Milton Charles Perry. He made me promise not to ever go skydiving again. And I said, okay, until you pass it away? And he said, no, never. Dead or alive, don't ever. So I can't. But my friend and I, we went to iFly in Chicago when we did the simulation where they blow a bunch of air up under you.
Right, and you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was able to, I guess, gravitate, whatever you want to call it, float, fly. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Did that for the first time.
I didn't know that.
That was a child / daughter's rendition of I'm Still Scared of Daddy.
Yeah.
And I didn't, but I still held up my...
No, I'm keeping my promise to my
whatever.
Dad.
Yeah.
June, I forgot about you. What have you done recently for the first time? Came on a radio?
Well, yeah, met you and talked with you. I haven't done a radio program. I have done radio before.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything, Kent. I'm about to do something that I've never done. I'm going to Brazil and I'm going to do a helicopter tour of Rio
we
de Janeiro.
That's founder status.
We can't go to Brazil. See? Okay. All right. Number two, apart from adding more time to your day, you can't choose that one. What would make the biggest difference in your life?
Oh, I think more energy.
Okay.
So if I don't have more time, I just need more energy.
All right. What about you?
Warmer weather, more. Why more gotta, warmer weather. Mm-hmm.
Way too pragmatic.
Sunny days with warmth.
What one thing do you have to do every day?
Exercise, one way or another. Now that's looking like stretching, too.
Yoga.
Yeah.
What about you? What is the one thing you have to do every day?
That's what I start my day with. And then having devotion with myself, just sitting, looking out over the city, and just being grateful. I have to thank myself for where I am and being grateful.
So what song is in your head right now, since you're the one still talking?
We Are Family.
We Are Family by...
Who did that?
The
We Are Family.
Okay. Okay. What about you? What song is in your head?
Oh.
I don't know. We had a sniffle song.
I don't have a song in my head right now.
Okay.
They get stuck a lot, but I don't have one right now.
Who's your guru? Like when you have that thing and you've run into that wall and you don't know what to do, who do you call?
I have a friend, Linda Graves, who, do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I consider her my spiritual guru.
Okay.
She's the one.
Okay. What about you?
This is easy. My mama.
No, you can't say your mama. Everybody say their mama. You can't say your mama.
Okay. So if it's not my mama, if my mama don't answer the phone, which is rare, I would have to say I have a trifecta. I have three best friends.
Why would I ask you one? You say one. I ask her for one. She said three.
I can't follow. That's why I'm not employable, because I don't follow directions.
Okay.
I not take risks. Right. My three friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they are Jennifer, Trucina Lynn, Morgan, and Nkechi. I call them.
That's okay. Four.
I know it's four. I said, I corrected said, myself. I pushed the limit.
We're going to let that go.
Okay.
What in your wardrobe do you wear the most?
Oh.
Mm.
What in my wardrobe do I wear the most? Does perfume count?
Technically, I guess.
I love a good perfume, but other than that, probably the jeans I have on now, they're sparkly.
Okay.
Did you see them?
No, I didn't. Ooh, okay. What about you? What in your wardrobe do you wear the most?
Like, scarves.
Absolutely. Scarves? Uh-huh. You're a scarf woman?
Yeah.
You know, weird you say that. I cannot fathom or think back in a time I've seen you and you didn't have a scarf.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest. Well, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You
that she didn't have a scarf. Uh-huh.
I've never seen you and you didn't have a scarf.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the big one. What can the teammates here at 101.7 The Truth do for Best Dad Business?
Promote our promotion business.
Okay.
And let people know that if they are coming for Entrepreneurship Tuesday and they want to promote their business, that you have a referral, that if they ever need something printed with their logo on it. You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, you ever need something with your logo on it? We got it.
Now, y'all see what y'all did?
Yay.
Y'all see what y'all did?
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to the conversation or?
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now I know you're in my life and I'm happy about that.
There you go.
We are.
She's trying to sing, so I'm gonna go get out of here
because we got. I love a microphone.
June Perry Stevens and Crystal Rogers, the team founder, co-owner, CEO, and chief operating officer for Best Ed Business. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. I want to say thank you to Best Ed Business for being here for Entrepreneurship Tuesday, and thank you for hanging out this Tuesday evening. Tori Lowe Show's coming up next. We got so much stuff going on, and I think I might have some trinkets to take home. No, I don't think I can do that because we in radio and I get in trouble. And I'll be in jail and they'll be sitting in my chair talking about Best Ed Business on the radio. But make sure you check them out. They've got some great things, and I think you'll be pleased. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Again, Tori Lowe Show is coming up next. I'm out of here. Hey, God bless you. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. Take care. I'll see you in 22 hours. I'm out.